The heads of Wisconsin's election and ethics commissions are likely to lose their jobs. On January 23rd, the state Senate plans to reject the confirmation of Michael Haas, head of the Elections Commission, and Brian Bell, head of the Ethics Commission. Both have been under scrutiny since secret information about the John Doe investigation was leaked to the Guardian newspaper. Patrick Marley has been following the story. He covers state politics for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Patrick, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
How certain does it seem that the heads of those two commissions will be losing their jobs?
Well, it looks very likely that the Senate's going to vote next week to try to remove them. I think, you know, both of those guys would say that they're doing everything they can to try to keep their jobs and persuade senators to go in a different direction. At this moment, it looks like the vote will be held, and it looks like it would be very difficult for them to get the votes to stay on.
So it sounds like they don't have the confidence of the GOP leadership, but they do have the confidence of their commission members. Is that correct?
That's right. Both of them work for a commission that consists of three Republicans and three Democrats. Those commissions have unanimously said they support these guys. Just in even recent days, they have issued statements or taken votes to say that they're fully behind them. There's no dissent in those ranks, but in the state Senate, which the Republicans control 18 to 13, it's very hard to find any Republican who stands behind those guys.
The commissioners on those commissions are appointed by the two parties, correct? So there are actually GOP-appointed members of those commissions.
Yes, there are three Republicans that are on there. One was appointed by the governor, one was appointed by the Senate leader, and one was appointed by the Assembly Speaker for each commission. So, yes, they have direct ties to the people who are now trying to oust them.
And would those positions be dissolved in some way, or would new people be put in those positions to replace them?
So what would happen is, it's a little unclear. The Republican senators would say that when they have that vote, the two lose their jobs, and then it's up to the commission to hire a new people. Some contend that the Senate vote actually would not have that effect and that they would continue in their job. That would just be sort of a public no-confidence vote. The chairman of the Elections Commission has raised the prospect that the state Senate would need to sue that commission to oust Michael Haas. I think I talked to Michael Haas recently and asked him if he would really stick around and stick through that. He was reluctant to say what he would do if he loses this vote, saying he's kind of taking things one day at a time. So we'll see what it all comes to there. But you certainly could have a court fight here. There's also the possibility that the Senate would throw these people out and that the commissions would turn around and rehire the same people. Mm. And it's also possible that they would have a deadlock. I mean, these commissioners, particularly the Democratic commissioners, are going to be very frustrated that these guys who they view as totally nonpartisan have been thrown out. And, then you could have the commissions deadlocking and unable to hire a new person. In that case, a panel of lawmakers would get to appoint a temporary person into these positions.
We're talking with Patrick Marley from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about GOP Senate plans to oust the heads of the Elections Commission and the Ethics Commissions here in Wisconsin. And Patrick, so we've talked about what might happen, but why? Why are we in this position? Why do GOP senators want to drive them out of their posts?
Right. I think that's a great question. So all of this goes back to the John Doe investigations that were conducted of the governor and other Republicans related to campaign activity. Before we had these commissions, we had an entity called the Government Accountability Board. It worked with prosecutors on an investigation into whether Republicans had been working too closely with conservative groups in elections. The state Supreme Court threw out the investigation, stopped it, saying there was nothing illegal, that the investigation was a total overreach. This greatly frustrated Republicans around the state. They thought that it was a witch hunt, and Governor Walker and the Republicans in the legislature did a few things about that. They changed the John Doe law, and they dissolved the Government Accountability Board and created these two new commissions that were equally represented by Republicans and Democrats to make a more, something that they viewed as more fair.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, well, then you had this leak of material, this investigation that was conducted of the governor and others. Millions of pages of documents were gathered, and they were kept under seal. But a large number of documents, about 1,300 pages of documents, were leaked to the Guardian newspaper, which published them. That prompted the Attorney General, Brad Schimmel, to do an investigation to find out how that material was leaked. He was unable to determine who specifically leaked it, but said it came from the Government Accountability Board. This sort of stirred up all of the old anger about that board and led Republican senators to say they want Brian Bell and Mike Haas to go because they formerly worked for the Accountability Board, although they didn't really have much to do with the John Doe investigation.
Well, and even if they worked for the board, they certainly weren't the only two employees. So what have Haas and Bell done to try to clear their names or respond to these charges?
So Haas makes the point that he was not involved in the core team that did the investigation of the John Doe, that what he was involved with is when that investigation was brought into a legal challenge, when targets of the probe brought their case that was ultimately successful to the state Supreme Court, he helped them review their legal documents and their filings as to why the investigation was appropriate. And he says, I'm a lawyer representing a client. All the time state attorneys at the Department of Justice, for instance, lose cases and we don't chase them out of their jobs because their clients were found to have not done something the right way. He's been at the elections agency for 9 years, and he says, look, I've been at the center of all kinds of controversies, from voter ID to these recounts to the recalls. He says, I've treated people fairly, and people on both sides of the aisle who have ever interacted with me have said that I've treated them fairly, and that's shown by this bipartisan support I have from the Elections Commission. So that's the way he lays it out. Brian Bell worked for the Accountability Board, but in separate divisions and did not have anything to do with the John Doe investigations. The criticism of him mounts from how he responded to the leak investigation. That the Department of Justice, it took them some time to get a hold of records that the Ethics Commission had inherited from the Government Accountability Board, and Republican state senators say that they didn't turn over material fast enough. Bell says these records were kept in a mess. I was legally barred from reviewing some of them because they were under seal. And as soon as I found out what I had, I gave it to the Department of Justice, but I wasn't able to find out any of this sooner.
So these two commissions, the Ethics Commission and the Elections Commission, came to be after, as you said, the Government Accountability Board was dissolved. In following these stories, do you feel like these two new commissions have been fulfilling the mission that they were given?
Well, it's very interesting because they're in their infancy, right? They were created just last year, maybe 18, 19 months ago. So I think it's hard to judge them at this time. But one thing I would say is that when they got rid of the Accountability Board and created the two commissions, the Democrats in the legislature were very critical of the move and said that we'd just have all this partisan infighting. You'd have these things tie up 3-3 on any controversial issue. And it's been pretty remarkable how consistent these two commissions have been in being united on various issues, not just with Brian Bell and Mike Haas, but other activities that they have done. You haven't seen the kind of partisan rancor that you see in a legislative meeting, for instance. So they have gotten along a lot better than their critics might have guessed. This is going to be the biggest test for them as to how things play out here and then how the individual commissioners react to it.
And so on the 23rd, the state Senate will take a vote on this. And if they do decide not to confirm them, what happens immediately after?
I think we don't know. I think that, you know, there's going to be a question about, is there a transition period? Well, first of all, are Brian Bell and Mike Haas going to stick around? Are they going, either of them going to contend that they can stay put? We don't know that. If, you know, they could take the position that they don't think they're ousted, but a message has been sent and they want to leave. They could believe that they are ousted and go, or they could say, no, I've done nothing wrong and this vote is meaningless and stay there. In that case, you know, I think you'd have a legal fight pretty quick if they refuse to leave. If they do agree to go, I mean, if the vote comes that way and they agree to go, I think there'll be questions about, well, does that mean that very minute they're out? Do they have any kind of transition period? And then the commissions will have to start turning to hiring replacements for them.
Well, Patrick, thanks so much for joining us today.
You bet. Thanks a lot.
Patrick Marley covers state politics for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He joined us to talk about the heads of Wisconsin's elections and ethics commissions. They're both at risk of losing their jobs, given that the state legislature is not likely to reconfirm their appointments.